Taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
Welcome back to it on this Monday. Glad to have you here. Had some conversations here recently about marijuana being on the ballot for 2018. In fact, those signatures could well come in today. So the signatures, 350,000, 100,000 more than they actually need, give or take, could make it to the ballot today. A lot of folks think that's a good idea, but some certainly do not. One of those, Mayor Mark Northrup of Hudsonville, who reached out to me here. We had a good conversation yesterday. Mayor, welcome back.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, first of all, Hudsonville, tell me about Hudsonville. For anybody who doesn't know, I mean, I've heard of it. I know of it. Tell me about your city in a thumbnail.
It sits between Holland and Grand Rapids. We're better known as the Salad Bowl of Michigan. We have these muck fields that are known for their onions and their celery. It's a city about 7,500, Steve. You know, a lot of light industry. It's very conservative, and we see a lot of growth in the area from the townships, predominantly Georgetown and Jamestown. So the city supports about 50,000.
All right. So you've been there, what, a couple of years as mayor?
I've been the mayor 2 years. I was appointed a commissioner a couple of years previously to that. My neighbor died. He was a World War II veteran, and I asked if I could hold his seat for a couple of years, and I was basically an appointed commissioner. One of the questions they asked me when I was being appointed a commissioner is how I felt about legalizing marijuana. And I, like most people, the libertarian me says, what you do in the privacy of your own basement is your own business, and as long as it's not hurting the local people and a safety issue, I don't really care.
Right. As a libertarian, that's the position many take. And as you well know, and you and I discussed here over the weekend, it seems like an almost foregone conclusion that marijuana is going to be legalized in Michigan. But before we get all the way there, you said, you know what, I need to speak up and say something about that because I think that's a dangerous path to take. Why do you say that? Why do you think marijuana, legalizing it, is such a bad choice?
Well, Steve, it's about being educated and understanding what the impact of marijuana will be in our communities. First of all, no good will come from legalizing recreational marijuana. I'm not talking about medical marijuana, but let's be honest ourselves. The impact it will have to our communities is devastating. And all the hooyah about it delivering additional taxes in Colorado, they're using it to fund schools. But what is the cultural statement when we say we're legalizing a powerful psychosomatic drug to and what is the message to our children saying this is okay, this is how we're going to pay for our schools?
Now I jump in on something here. Now hold on. Well, I jump in because one of the things you said, powerful drug, and you made the comment, and we've all heard this, but the THC content in marijuana today compared to where it was, say, 30 or 40 years ago when you and I were in college, it's a whole different ballgame.
It's an entirely different drug. This is not a casual, safe kind of drug. It was 3% THC in our youth. That's what you'd smell when you were going up the slopes in Colorado when you were going to ski. Nowadays, it's 30%. This is a powerful, powerful drug. It has a tremendous psychosomatic impact on people that smoke it, particularly in regards to children and teenagers.
Yeah, you talk about the problems with long-term mental illness. Sperm count, brains that have been rewired, paranoia, car accidents. There's a whole host of things that you're concerned about.
Yeah, and here again, it comes down to reading and understanding the impact and not just going along with the tide here. The impact to, there's sterility in men who smoke marijuana. Teenagers who smoke marijuana are 4.6 inches shorter. There's 20 times likely that they're going to be schizophrenic and diagnose paranoia. I mean, we could go down this list on and on and on, and for us to say it's a safe drug, it never killed anybody, that is just a falsehood lie.
In fact, we had an 11-month-old child that I read the article about, got a hold of some edibles there in Colorado, overdosed, and died. An 11-month-old child. Now, we can talk about that, but here's what I really want to focus on. You're the mayor of Hudsonville. You're the mayor of a city that's booming, that has an economy that's vibrant, that's attracting new people all the time. And so your concerns are more based on that. You're going to have to deal with crime, vagrancy, drug dependency, homelessness, all of these things. These are things that concern you, yes or no?
Yes, of course they do. Now, you need only go to to Denver and see the impact it's had on a beautiful downtown that was gentrified, nice restaurants and stores. Now it's become overrun with prostitutes and vagrants and homelessness and people urinating in the streets. It's shameful that we've allowed this to happen. The impact it has not just onto the community as a whole, but the businesses really suffer too.
Now you made it clear, and I think that you and I would agree on this. As far as medical marijuana goes, I don't really have a qualm with that. If it helps somebody in a difficult time and they're fighting cancer, whatever it may be, I certainly don't have a concern with allowing people to use medical marijuana. But I go back to what you said. The overall message of marijuana is fine, it's legal, therefore you're almost giving it the stamp of it's safe. And I'm not sure we agree with it's safe, do we?
It is not safe. We rewire people's brains that smoke marijuana. It's a fat-soluble drug. You can't really test for it, and the impact it's having on people. If we allow it to become mainstream, we will be paying a significant price in our communities, not just socioeconomically, but the safety and the health of our communities. And that's where I really come from, Steve. I have an obligation for the safety of my community, to protect our children, to make sure that they grow up wholesome and healthy.
So as the mayor of Hudsonville, you have a voice there, obviously. What do you intend to do? Again, those petitions likely coming in today, as long as they didn't forget. Those petitions coming in today, and we'll see where we go from there. But what are you going to do?
We're going to rely on the Michigan Municipal League to make sure that the cities and the local communities, the counties, have the ultimate authority whether or not these medical marijuana or any marijuana dispenser can be introduced into a community. We do not want it in our communities. There's no good that will come from it, Steve.
All right, and you say this crosses party lines, too, that Democrats, Republicans, Libertarians, Independents, mayors and other people that you know that run city government around Michigan, many, many are opposed to this. I'll give you the last word.
And the problem is many people are afraid to take the counter position on it, that it's okay, but it isn't okay. And privately, when you speak to people in law enforcement, talk to people in the schools, they are not for this. Talk to any drug counselor. This is not just a safe drug. This is a dangerous gateway drug that we're making a recreational use, and we're saying it's okay, but it isn't. No good will come from this, Steve.
Mayor Mark Northrup from Hudsonville. Very well done, sir. Greatly appreciate the time.
Have a great week.